Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Friday. And my, oh my, is it nice to say that. So let's recap the winning card for you. In the NBA, I go 1-1. I cash in the Dallas Mavericks minus the 8 against the LA Clippers. I thought I had the right handicap much of the game on the Cleveland Cavaliers plus the 4. But in the end, Orlando gets the win and the cover, and I lose the ticket. Major League Baseball, I go 4-1. It was a good day. I cash in the Cardinals on the run line against the White Sox. I cash in the Oakland Athletics on the money line against Miami. Thank you, J.P. Sears. You've been good to me this year. I cash in the Milwaukee Brewers as my underdog of the day. They were down 1-0 at Wrigley Field, but they rally to get the win against the Cubbies, and I cash the ticket. I had the Tigers and the Yankees under the 8 at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees score 2 in the bottom of the 9th to win it, 2-1, so that was an easy winner chicken dinner. So I was hoping to run the table in Major League Baseball. In the nightcap, I had the Braves and the Dodgers over the 9. It goes extra innings to the 11th, and with those two high-scoring teams, an 11-inning baseball game, surely I would push or cash the over 9, but no, it was not meant to be. 4-3 final, Dodgers win it, and I lose the ticket. But still, it was a 5-2 day on the podcast. I got to brag about the newsletter for a moment. A perfect 7-0 in the newsletter. So I had a 12-2 day on Friday. So you know I'm smiling from ear to ear. But as we know, you can't get too high. You can't get too low. So proceed with caution today. So let's get to the card. And before we get there, I guess, happy Derby Day, everyone. From our podcast with Exacta Tom on Thursday, once again in the run for the roses at Churchill Downs. I'll be back in the chalk today. I'm on the number 17 horse, Fearless, to win the race. And then my annual 5-horse try box will have the 2, the 8, the 11, the 15, and the 17. So we'll see how it goes. Now, let's get to my card for Saturday, and we start in the NBA. It's the Denver Nuggets minus the 4.5 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So these two teams split during the season, 2 games apiece. Each team went 1-1 at home. Game number 1, I'm just going to take the home team over the team with an injured coach. Give me the Nuggets minus the 4.5 at home over the Timberwolves. Next up, we go to Major League Baseball. And now 2 of the last 3 days, I've gone 4-1 with the handicap angle of betting 5 different types of wagers. Run line, money line, underdog, over, and under. I'll do that again today, but I'm also going to include 2 Nerfies, so hopefully that doesn't change the mojo that we have going. Let's start with the run line. It's the St. Louis Cardinals, minus the 1.5 against the Chicago White Sox at the plus 120. So yes, it's a deja vu type of play, but as Warren Buffett says, I quoted him yesterday, I'll quote him again today, when it's raining gold, put the bucket out. And I'm going to put my bucket out again today, fading the White Sox. It's Eric Fetty. He goes for Chicago, and he's been really good over his last 3 starts for the White Sox, including 8 1/3 innings last out against Tampa Bay. His ERA has actually dropped from a 4.30 to a 2.60. He has a career ERA of a 5.21, and we know the White Sox can't have nice things. Betty will soon return to norm, and I'm hoping that day is today. Meanwhile, on the other side, it's former Chicago White Sox Lance Lynn going. He'll face his old team today. Lynn had a 6.47 ERA last year for Chicago. This year for St. Louis, how about this? He has a 2.64. He looks like the Lance Lynn of old. I would normally probably be on the over if he was facing anyone but the White Sox, but he's facing the White Sox. So the Cardinals on the run line it is. Give me St. Louis minus the 1.5 over Chicago at the plus 120. Next up on the card, it's my money line play. And this is a, you know, hefty price here, but I'm going to do it. It's the Toronto Blue Jays at the Washington Nationals at a minus 162. So yeah, nothing cheap about this price. It's Kevin Gausman for Toronto. He started the year terrible for the Blue Jays. He had an 11.57 ERA after three starts. Since that time, though, he's pitched 18 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed just five runs. His whip has increased from a 1.93 to a 1.36. And as I handicap this, the cherry on top, he actually had to face the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Royals. All three of those teams can hit. It's Jake Irvin going for the Nationals. He's not bad, but he's not good enough to fear. So give me the Blue Jays here. I'm on Toronto at Washington on the money line at a minus 162. Next up on the card, it's my underdog of the day. And I'm going to take the Los Angeles Angels at the Cleveland Guardians at the plus 124. So it's Reed Detmers getting the call for the Angels. 16 and two-thirds innings pitched on the road, allowing just two runs this season. He's had back-to-back disappointing starts at home, though, allowing four runs against Baltimore and five runs against Minnesota. Good bounce-back spot for him today. The Guardians counter with Ben Lively, a 5.38 ERA last season. He's off to a good start this year with a 2.30 ERA. I like the spot for the Angels to steal another one on the road. So give me LA at Cleveland at the minus 124.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up on the card, it's my over, and I'm going to back the Baltimore Orioles at the Cincinnati Reds over the 9.5 runs at the plus 102. So it's the fourth most hitter-friendly ballpark. It's an 82-degree night with a pair of top 10 scoring teams. I kind of smell runs in this one. It's John Means making his season debut for Baltimore. Rehab numbers are not good. An 8.68 ERA and a 1.55 whip in AAA over 18 and two-thirds innings. It's Andrew Abbott going for Cincinnati. He's been good, 3.27 ERA, 1.12 whip. The O's have the second best OPS against lefties. That's enough for me. Let's get some runs. I'm taking Baltimore and Cincinnati over the 9.5 runs at the plus 102. Next up on the card, it's an under. It's the San Francisco Giants at the Philadelphia Phillies under the 7.5 runs at the minus 112. So I'm done betting into Ranger Suarez for the Phillies. He has a 5-0 record, a 1.32 ERA, and a beautiful 0.63 whip. He will get shelled one day, but I'll pay to see it. Opponents are hitting just 153 against him. He's been crazy good. He's gone 9, 7, and 8 innings in his last three starts. That deserves a wow. It's Keaton Wynn going for the Giants. He has solid numbers this year with a 3.18 ERA and a 0.97 whip. Three consecutive starts going 6 innings, allowing just one run. A pair of sub-1 whips under it is for me. Give me the Giants and the Phillies under the 7.5 at the minus 112. And I think this is a great under day in Major League Baseball. I could have probably bet 5-6 unders, to be quite honest. So I'm going to give you a couple Nerfies because I couldn't pass them up. Nerfy number one, it's the Miami Marlins at the Oakland Athletics at the minus 130. So Paul Blackburn has given up just 3 runs over 19 innings pitched at home. The Marlins ranked 26th in scoring. That works for me on that side. Meanwhile, it's Trevor Rogers. He's 0-4 for the Marlins. He's shut out opponents in 5 of 6 opening frames this year. We're betting a Nerfy. He's good in the first inning. That's a good sign. The Athletics ranked 21st in OPS against lefties. So Nerfy it is. Marlins and Athletics, no runs in the first inning at the minus 130. Nerfy number two, it's the Seattle Mariners at the Houston Astros at the minus 130. Logan Gilbert has a 2.03 ERA, a 0.80 whip for the Mariners over 40 innings pitched. Framber Valdez has a 2.60 ERA and a 1.27 whip over 17 and a third innings this season for the Astros. The Mariners ranked 25th in runs scored. This feels like a Nerfy that should close closer to a minus 150. So I'm going to grab it now. The Mariners and the Astros, no runs in the first inning at the minus 130. That's a big card for Saturday. So let's recap it for you. In the NBA, I'm on the Denver Nuggets, -4.5 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Major League Baseball, let's do it again. The run line, I'm on the St. Louis Cardinals, -1.5 against the Chicago White Sox at the plus 120. Money line, I'm on the Toronto Blue Jays at the Washington Nationals. Ugly price here, I'll admit it, at the minus 162. Underdog of the day, I'm on the LA Angels at the Cleveland Guardians at the plus 124. My over for today, it's the Baltimore Orioles at the Cincinnati Reds over the 9.5 at a plus 102. My under for the day is the San Francisco Giants at the Philadelphia Phillies under the 7.5 at a minus 112. Couple Nerfies for you. I'm on the Marlins and the Athletics. No runs in the first inning at a minus 130. I'm on the Mariners and the Astros. No runs in the first inning at the minus 130. That's my card for Saturday. Enjoy the run for the roses. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.